Hello, hello, Malcolm here, and welcome to the podcast version of my newsletter, dated the 30th of May, 2020. How has your week been? I've had a really good week. It's had its challenges, of course, along the way. But as I sit here, I'm thinking, I'm so grateful that God is my shepherd, my father, my shepherd. He's looking after me, and there is nothing I lack, nothing significant I lack, and he has my best interests at heart. I hope you feel that today as you listen to this. And if you don't, that's okay. I'm hope that you soon will. Perhaps the next time of quiet with God will remind you of that, or convince you of that, or help you to live within it and enjoy it and to celebrate it. And perhaps something we talk about here today might help. You never know, and I hope so. But it has been a great week. I've had two birthdays in my family this week. My father was 84 years old this week, and my daughter was, well, I can't tell you her age, of course, but she was, you know, it was her birthday this week. And it was great to celebrate, although we couldn't see either of them because of the COVID-19 lockdown was still part of. So it was a bit of a bittersweet thing, but we did manage to talk on via sort of video link and to have a chat and connect, and we managed to send them presents and that kind of thing. And I suppose what it did doing it online was it made us look forward to seeing each other physically all the more. That's going to be a couple of very sweet reunions. But hey, that apart, there's only really one thing I want to talk about this week. One thing's on my mind, and I talked about it last week, but I'm going to talk about it again today. There's still only one thing on my mind because there's still a message in the mayhem. Our title, Is There Still a Message in the Mayhem? I talked about this last week. I'm so excited about this project that's coming up this weekend, or starting this weekend. Tomorrow morning, I'm recording this on Friday, although this is going out technically on Saturday. So Friday night, I'm looking to tomorrow morning, Saturday. We're kicking off our three-part series called Is There a Message in the Mayhem? Chris Bertels and Simon Dinning are our first two speakers. And after their classes tomorrow, which start at 11, we'll have somewhere between 20 plus minutes of discussion in breakout rooms. It's all on Zoom, and I'm arranging breakout rooms of 9 people or less, so there's enough time for everybody to have a chat and contribute to the discussion. Tomorrow's focus, we've got 3 sessions, but tomorrow's focus is why do these things happen? Looking at the COVID-19 issue and the context of all that, why do these things happen? Why does suffering happen? Where is God in it? How can we grow and develop as we go through times of trial, which this most certainly is? So in the session tomorrow, we're going to be exploring what key passages from the Bible say about these and related questions, starting right at the beginning. Chris will begin with the first class, starting right back in Genesis with the creation account. And then we'll continue by considering the ministry of Jesus. Simon in particular will talk about that, and how the writings of the apostles and the prophets give us hope. They give us hope now and for the future because they point to the ultimate hope. But I'm not going to steal too much of Chris and Simon's thunder. I don't want to give you too much detail, but that's the basic idea for the first session tomorrow. There is a handout that goes with this with more details, extra scriptures, questions, suggested videos to watch and things like that. That handout's available on the dedicated page of my website. If you go to my website, all the W's, malcolmcox.org, you'll find the right page there. Look for the page called Is There a Message in the Mayhem? All the details there. The video for Chris's class is already up online. You can find it by clicking in the appropriate link in my newsletter, but it's also on the website, my website. Simon's class, similarly, it's on my YouTube channel and the Thames Valley YouTube channel, so you can find them there. If you're going to be part of things tomorrow, and I really hope you can be, because there's something about not just watching a video, but doing it together and then discussing it together. If you haven't yet registered and you want to be there tomorrow, you can do so by looking at the page on my website I've mentioned, or you could go straight to the Eventbrite meeting page. So if you look up Eventbrite, which is spelt E-V-E-N-T-B-R-I-T-E, Eventbrite, and if you type in to the search page, Is There a Message in the Mayhem? You'll find it, or you can click on the link in my newsletter or on the link on the relevant page of my website. As of the time of writing and recording today, we're nudging up against 100 people planning to attend. We're somewhere around 80, I don't know how many more might register, but you know, we're up, getting up towards 100, which is splendid, because we really had no idea if it might just be the six of us who are organizing it, plus our spouses and perhaps a stray cat. But looks like a good number will be there tomorrow, so that's wonderful. I do hope you can join us. But if you can't join us, can I ask you to do two things for me? I'm asking these favors. You are a subscriber, you do listen to these podcasts, so there are two things you could do for me. Firstly, pass this information on to someone you think might be interested. Have a look at your contact book, have a look at your Facebook page and all the friends you have there, and I'll bet you there's at least one person that if you sent this information to them, they would thank you. So please pass it on to at least one person. Then secondly, second request, watch the videos of Chris and Simon's lessons at your own leisure, if you can't be there tomorrow, and let me know any questions you have or comments on what they say. Give me some feedback. That'll help me and the other guys as we plan the second session for next Saturday and the third session, which are coming up. So the next session after the 30th of May is Saturday the 6th of June, and the last one is on Saturday the 13th of June. We'll do those, assess, feedback, all that kind of thing, and then decide what we might do next, because we don't know yet. Finally, most importantly, can I please solicit your prayers for this event? We've never, me and these friends of mine, we've never put on anything quite like this. We are very excited and not just a little nervous, but we know the Spirit's with us and we know your prayers are with us. So please do be praying all about this. That would be wonderful. So now briefly, what else is on the website? So this week I've got another seven Psalms of Ascent devotional podcasts up there. So they're up there. We're getting up into Psalm 130 now. And my sermon from last Sunday for the Watford Church of Christ is called How to Be Unshakable. And that's Psalm 125. That's on the website, on my newsletter. This coming Sunday, I'm preaching for Watford. And I'm preaching on Psalm 126. That's the Men Who Dreamed Psalm. I'm really, really looking forward to that. If you want to join us, then drop me a line and I'll send you the link. In Thames Valley, our Sunday services are continuing to be in locations. Our next Thames Valley service is on the 7th of June. And CJ Wakefield will be preaching, and we're theming it on Matthew 11, where Jesus talks about, come to me, all who are weary and who need rest, I'll give you rest. That's the theme of the service, which would be, I think, very refreshing. The class for Thames Valley we had sort of during the week this week was recorded by Tim and Chevy. The title was What Seems Good to the Spirit and to Us, where we're going post-COVID-19 as a church. So Tim and Chevy share some thoughts that you might like to check that out. The link's on the newsletter and on my website. And we're approaching our next teaching series called Three Big Questions, but more on that in a week or so. Well, I think that's it for today. There's a lot happening this weekend. I am very grateful for all your prayers. I'm very grateful for all your encouragement. I'm very grateful for those of you who subscribe to the podcast, subscribe to the YouTube channel, subscribe to the newsletter and check things out. So I've seen YouTube subscribers go up. I've seen email subscribers go up. I've seen the podcast listenership very steady at something like 1,000 downloads a week, a little over that, pretty steadily now for several weeks, which is somewhat gratifying. So thank you for that. And if you, again, just pass it on. Pass on the news, pass on the messages, pass on the information. And in particular, I beg you one last time, tell people, tell your friends all about this series of three classes starting on Saturday the 30th of May. Is there a message in the mayhem? I'm sure there's a message for me. I'm pretty sure there's a message for you too. Right, till next time, take care and God bless.